PFA, or Psychological First Aid. Stronger Together. A guide to help you and your community. Second edition. The Pan American Health Organization and the Caribbean Development Bank developed this booklet as a tool to help you take care of yourself and your community during crisis situations. This is achieved through Psychological First Aid, also known as PFA, a humane, supportive, and practical response to a fellow human being who is suffering and may need support. This audio booklet will guide you through the three basic principles of PFA: look, listen, and link. This will help you to approach affected people, listen and understand their needs, and link them with practical support and information, while considering safety recommendations to prevent the spread of infectious diseases such as COVID-19. It will also bring to your attention the needs of specific groups, including men, women, children, and adolescents, people with disabilities, and frontline workers. Only an adult should be a PFA helper. Enjoy this audio booklet. Listen to it again from time to time. Share it with friends, family, and members of your community. And spread the message that we are stronger together. When a crisis strikes your community or family, people may have different distress reactions. Psychological First Aid, or PFA, is a human, supportive response to a person who is suffering and may need support. PFA is not something that only professionals can do. You can also support your community, as everyone has strengths and abilities to help others cope with their life challenges. But you first need to feel okay to provide PFA. PFA can be very helpful for long-term recovery. However, it is important to not force help on anyone. Instead, make yourself easily available to those who may want support. Remember, PFA should be provided by adults. This audio booklet will help you to know the most supportive things to say and do for distressed people, using the three guiding principles of look, listen, and link. The look principle. Look refers to how to assess the current situation, who needs support, safety and security risks, the immediate, basic and practical needs, and expected emotional reactions. Crisis situations can change rapidly. These may include worsening weather conditions, flooding, buildings that may collapse, fire, safety concerns during a traffic accident. Take time to look around you before offering help. During the COVID-19 outbreak, take all necessary precautions to protect yourself and others. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water or use an alcohol-based gel. Cover your mouth with the inside of your elbow when you cough or sneeze, or use a tissue and dispose of used tissue immediately and wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid sharing cups, plates, and other personal items, and disinfect all surfaces that are touched frequently. Find out when and how to use personal protective equipment. Remember, your safety first. Be calm. Be safe. Think before you act. As you look, ask yourself, are there people with obvious urgent basic needs? For example, is there a basic need for shelter, food, and water? Is there a need for protection from the weather or for clothing? Are there life-threatening conditions, such as critically injured people and people in need of emergency medical help? People that need rescuing, people trapped or in immediate danger? People with signs and symptoms of a severe case of COVID-19. High fever, pneumonia, and difficulty breathing. Know your role. If you cannot act, look for help or for trained people, such as medical personnel or others trained in physical first aid. Each person reacts in a different way to a crisis. It is normal to feel sad, upset, or to experience strong emotions. Most people will feel better over time. However, people with either severe or long-lasting distress reactions may need more support than PFA alone, particularly if they cannot function in their daily life or if they are a danger to themselves or others. An important part of LOOK is being able to differentiate expected and severe reactions and what to do if they require immediate referral for further help. Make sure that severely distressed people are not left alone. Try to keep them safe until the reaction passes or until you can find help. But remember, safety first. Make sure that you, the person, and others are safe from harm. If you feel unsafe, leave and get help. If you think the person may hurt themselves, seek help, for example, by calling emergency services. Also, look for people who are likely to need special attention, such as children and adolescents, people with health conditions or physical and mental disabilities, older people, families and friends of those affected, and people who have lost income, business, or employment. Some people may experience symptoms of acute stress within 1 month. These may include disorientation, anger, anxiety, and fear, irritability, guilt or shame for having survived or for not saving others, not responding, not speaking at all, not knowing their own name or what happened, being confused, emotionally numb, feeling out of it or disconnected. Physical symptoms such as shaking, headaches, feeling very tired, loss of appetite. Crying, sadness, depressed mood or grief. Loss of control or destructive behavior. Excessive use of drugs or alcohol. Pay attention to symptoms that persist for more than 1 month, including symptoms of moderate to severe depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The symptoms of moderate to severe depressive disorder are low energy, fatigue and sleep problems, multiple persistent physical symptoms with no clear cause, for example, aches and pains, persistent sadness, depressed mood or anxiety, little interest in or pleasure from activities. The symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder are re-experiencing symptoms, for example, through frightening dreams, flashbacks or intrusive memories accompanied by intense fear or horror, avoiding thoughts, memories, activities or situations that remind the person of the event, excessive concern and alert to danger, or reacting strongly to loud noises or unexpected movements. It is important to seek help if symptoms interfere with daily functioning or if they persist for more than 1 month after the event. Refer to a healthcare professional with mental health training if available. They can help in a strictly confidential manner. Listen refers to how to begin the conversation and listen actively, how to calm someone in distress, how to ask about needs and concerns, and how to help find solutions. How to listen properly. The way you communicate with someone in distress is very important. Be aware of your words and body language. Let them know you're here. Some people may not want to speak about what has happened. However, they may value it if you stay with them quietly or offer practical support, like a meal or a glass of water. Do not pressure anyone to tell you what they have been through. You can say something like, "If you need to talk, I'm here." When listening, make eye contact and pay attention to facial expressions and gestures, not just theirs, but yours too. Here are some guidelines on remote communication. If physical distancing is required, consider other ways of supporting one another. Explain that while you can't come close or touch them, you can listen and care about how they are feeling. When supporting someone through remote communication, stop other tasks if possible. Use a calm and supportive tone of voice. and allow for silence. If it is on a video call, face the person and show they have your full attention, for example by nodding or moving your head a little. If it is on a phone call, have the conversation in a private and quiet setting and respond to the caller every now and then to show you're really listening. For example, make small noises like mm-hmm or hmm. Remember, you can use the phone to communicate through any physical barriers. For example, you can see each other through the window while talking. Also, check for specific needs or adaptations for communication. For example, if they wear a hearing aid or require a sign language interpreter. There are four main things to pay attention to when communicating with people during a crisis. 1. Approaching respectfully. 2. Asking about people's needs and concerns. 3. Listening to people and helping them feel calm. And 4. Providing factual information. 1. Approach respectfully. Can I help? Help the person feel comfortable. Find a safe and quiet place to talk. Offer water if you can. Remember to respect people's privacy and dignity. If appropriate, keep the person's story confidential. And try to protect the person from any unwanted attention. 2. Ask. Find out what is most important to them at the moment and help them work out what their priorities are. For example, my car, I need to call XYZ, my bank, my mom, my children, I need to feed my dog. 3. Listen. Be patient and help them to feel calm. Stay close but keep an appropriate distance. Listen if they want to talk about what happened and let them know that you are listening, for example by nodding your head or saying, 4. Provide. Provide factual information if you have it. Be honest about what you know and don't know. You could say, I'll try to find out. Acknowledge the person's strength by saying things such as, you've been strong. Acknowledge feelings and loss. You could say, I'm so sorry. I can imagine this is very sad for you. And allow for silence to give the person time to share. Some people may feel out of it or disconnected. For example, they may stay isolated or not answer. They may look lost, not know what happened, or feel they don't know where they are. You can help them by following these tips. Do. Speak in a calm and soft voice. Have kind eye contact. Remind them you are here to help. Remind them they're safe if it's true. Help calm them by saying things such as, focus on your breathing, breathe slowly, tap your fingers on your lap, place and feel your feet on the floor. Look for non-distressing things around you and perhaps ask, what do you see here? Can you describe it? There are things you should avoid doing when approaching people who are out of it or disconnected. Don't interrupt or rush someone's story. For example, by looking at your watch or speaking rapidly or pressuring them, tell me, tell me. Avoid saying things like, I promise you, or I'll do it for you. Let me tell you. Are you insane? You shouldn't feel that way. Or, you're lucky you survived. Don't talk about your own troubles. Don't tell them someone else's story. Don't make up things you don't know. Remember, don't think and act as if you must solve all their problems. They have to feel their strength and capacity to care for themselves. Encourage them this way by saying things such as, "You can do it." The link principle. Link refers to helping people address basic needs and accessing services, helping people cope with problems, giving information and connecting people with loved ones, social support services, and other help. The link principle involves helping people to help themselves to regain control of their situation. This may include helping them to address basic needs such as shelter, food, water, sanitation, clothing, or specific food for babies, access health services for injuries or help with medical conditions, access clear and factual information about the event, loved ones, and available services, and helping them to contact loved ones, friends, and other social supports. Remember to follow up with people if you promise to do so. A person in distress can feel overwhelmed. Help them to consider their most urgent needs and how to prioritize and address them. Being able to manage a few issues will give the person a greater sense of control in the situation and strengthen their own ability to cope. You can encourage the following positive coping strategies: eating well and drinking water, getting enough rest, establishing a daily routine, keeping healthy working hours, spending time with family and friends, connecting over the phone or video call if physical distance is required, discussing problems with someone they trust, doing activities that help them relax. If they use tobacco, consider getting help to quit, and staying sober. Avoid alcohol and drugs so they can remain vigilant, act quickly, and make decisions with a clear head for themselves and others in their family and community. Link also refers to accessing and sharing information. When seeking information, avoid the near-constant stream of news and social media messages that cause you to feel anxious or distressed. Remember, rumors will be common. Get the facts. Avoid fear and stigma. Here are some tips to guide you and others you may be helping. Seek reliable information at specific times during the day, once or twice, from reliable sources, for example, from the WHO or PAHO, or from local health authorities. To prepare your plans and protect yourself and loved ones. Give information too. Get up-to-date information and only say what you know to be factual. Do not make up information or give false reassurances. Keep messages simple and accurate. Repeat the message to be sure people hear and understand it. Inform people about available services and help them access health services, family tracing, shelter, food distribution, protection services. Make sure that vulnerable people also know about existing services. Also, remember to keep your child or teen safe online. Here are some tips that can guide you. Speak about online risks and explain that information they put out there stays out there. Spend time with your child online. Be alert to signs of distress and let them know they can come to you if something feels uncomfortable. Create device-free times, for example, when eating, playing, and sleeping. Use technology to set up a safe space. Use parental controls, safe search, and use privacy settings. The guiding principle link also involves connecting people with loved ones and social support. People who feel they had good social support after a crisis cope better than those who feel they were not well supported. Help keep families together and children with their parents and loved ones. Help people to contact friends and relatives to get support. If physical distancing, quarantine, or isolation are required to contain an outbreak, such as COVID-19, help people stay connected via email, social media, video conference, or telephone. If religious practice is helpful for a person, try to connect them with their spiritual community. Encourage affected people to come together and support each other. For example, ask people to check on the elderly. Help people to find safe ways to grieve, honor, and remember their lost loved ones. If symptoms of grief interfere with daily functioning or persist for more than 6 months, it is time to seek help.